The place where our faith is truly tested is when we're on the receiving end of an injustice. The wrongness of the injustice is something that burns in our hearts. It's something that can spill out of us and cause a fire that nothing can put out. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Can I ask you to think back to the last time you were on the wrong end of injustice, something that was so completely unfair that it's even hard to find the words to describe it? How did you feel? Outraged? Gutted? Vengeful? Or did you just curl up into a ball? King David copped way more than his fair share of injustices along the way. Here's how he felt on just one occasion. Psalm 39, verses 1 to 3. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will keep a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. I was silent and still. I held my peace to no avail. My distress grew worse. My heart became hot within me. While I mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. I'm sure you can relate. There he was, trying to do the right thing, but the wicked were taunting him with some injustice, and that fire burned within him. He wanted to speak, and this is the point where he had a choice to make. It's the point where we too have to choose. What will we do about the injustice? What will we say? Will we unleash a firestorm? Psalm 39, verse 7, and now, O Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. David chose well. Instead of unleashing that firestorm, which he could well have done, he chose hope. Not some vague hope, uncertain hope, no. He chose to wait patiently to hope in the Lord. What will you choose? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, on a completely different subject, one of the problems that we're struggling with in this day and age is the pandemic of obesity. But slaying that dragon in our lives is, in fact, much easier than you may think. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 5 Secrets to Losing Weight and Keeping It Off. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.